Parliament's back, so you've spent the week in the Senate. What's been going on this week, and what can we expect to come up in the next couple of weeks as well?
Well, look, I think the main thing on the agenda for the Morrison government, both last week in Canberra and over the next few months, is looking at continuing the COVID-19 recovery and, really importantly, looking at rolling out the vaccine for all Australians so that we can try to get back to normal. And the PM is saying that, you know, it's looking like October will be the time where we should hopefully all be vaccinated, and I'm certainly excited to line up and get a vaccine and try and get everything back to normal. But that will absolutely be our focus for this year.
What role does the Parliament play in that? I would have thought that the health authorities would be rolling it out. I guess there's funding that has to be approved and things like that, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to be passing a bill or anything like that to facilitate it. It will just happen as these things always do through the Department of Health. But I mean, the broader economic recovery, of course, will come down to, you know, rolling out what was in last year's budget and looking forward to this year's budget, which will be delivered in May, and looking at what more can be done to support the Australian economy and the Tasmanian economy through the coming months as we sort of come out of this crisis.
The Bob Brown Foundation's challenge to the legality of or validity of Tasmania's regional forest agreement, that court case fell in a hole last week. I had your colleague, Senator Jonathan Dunham, on the program last week, and when I spoke to Jono, we weren't aware at that stage that the Bob Brown Foundation were going to appeal, but I guess it's not really as much of a surprise because it's the sort of thing they do, isn't it?
Look, you're absolutely right, Martin, and this is why I've been concerned about what the Bob Brown Foundation has been doing for some time, and their ability to operate as a charity while at the same time they're effectively committing illegal acts to solicit donations from their supporters. I mean, not only are they stopping people working by illegally trespassing, but now they're using the money that they're raising from their supporters to take, you know, the government, the federal government, the Tasmanian government to court, which, again, costs taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend those jobs in the forestry industry when the government gets caught up in this lawfare. So disappointing that they will be appealing the decision from the federal court last week. Not surprising, though, as you say. But look, all of the signs are good that that common sense will prevail.
One of the things you've mentioned in the past is that they should lose their charity status because of some of the activities they're involved in.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right, Martin, and I've written to the Australian Charities Commissioner asking that their charitable status be revoked in the past. This was actually almost 12 months ago now when we were coming out of that first really bad COVID lockdown, and I was pretty dismayed to see the Bob Brown Foundation back protesting at a time where, you know, we were trying to get people back in the work. They were going into people's workplaces and interrupting their ability to work through their protests and their invasions. So, absolutely, I think that we need to look at revoking their charitable status, but unfortunately, it's not a decision for me, it's a decision for the Australian Charities Commissioner.
We've seen a bit lately, and it's been going on for quite a few months now, we're waiting the outcome of the task force into the replacement vessels for the Spirit of Tasmania, you know, whether they can be built in Australia or overseas, yet to be determined. But in the midst of all of that, there's been an argument thrown up by the AMWU suggesting that there should be a third ferry, a catamaran, which would obviously give jobs to Tasmanians, but running in addition to the two Spirits.
Yeah, and look, it's not every day, Martin, that I would find myself agreeing with something coming out of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, but that it's happened this time. Pigs might fly, and I've read
I'm sure people appreciate your honesty, Claire. I'm sure people appreciate your honesty.
Well, look, I read that piece in The Advocate last week and was quite surprised because, I mean, I was one of the first to raise this idea, you know, over last year that we should be looking at, you know, whatever option we can to have a locally built ferry complementing the existing Bass Strait ferries. I mean, we have Incat, which makes absolute state-of-the-art vessels, and I think anything that we can be doing at this time, particularly given what's happened economically with the COVID-19 crisis over the last 12 months, to be making as much as possible in Tasmania, why wouldn't we be looking at a local option? So Quite surprised, but happy to see myself in agreement with the AMWU on this one.
The previous vessel, the previous catamaran, didn't have a great reputation, but they're telling us that the new one is bigger and better. I think a lot of people here on the northwest coast probably don't like the idea of a third vessel, especially if it's not going to run out of Devonport or Burnie. But I guess what you're saying is let's keep an open mind.
I think we have to keep an open mind, and I think we need to consider how we can add capacity to bring more passengers here, ensure that we're, you know, keeping all of these jobs on island from manufacturing the vessels to start with, and get a new boat crossing Bass Strait in a timely fashion. So I honestly think that looking at Tasmanian options is the best way to do that.
It's going to be an interesting time, and I guess we're all still awaiting the outcome of the task force report, which will be, certainly make some interesting reading, I'm sure, Claire. But thanks for your time as always today. I appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Good to talk once again, Martin.